But can you just go take it back a bit further? I mean, what I wanted to ask you about was really the link between animals and writing. The very first bits of writing were linked with trade, weren't they? I mean,
the link between animals and writing, if you buy the argument that in order to get writing you need a minimum density of population, and clearly animals will be one factor that allows you to concentrate enough people in one place to make writing feasible, simply because animals will increase the productivity of farming, therefore they will produce a surplus which makes urban life possible. But we should keep in mind that there are writing systems in pre-Columbian Mexico, even so that there were no animals, so there's no necessary link there. Now, history tends to be more complicated than these sort of rather simple if this then that thing. There are many ways to skin a cat, and there are many ways in which writing can emerge. So yes, density probably is important, but there are all kinds of ways in which you can have a sort of a minimum density for that.
But the kind of way that writing emerged in those civilizations which had animals and had the urban density, it became a kind of accounting system, and therefore the writing that emerges out of that kind of society possibly leads more logically into a technologically based society. Is that a fair thing to say? I don't know, I'm just asking, I'm just thinking about it.
I have to think about that. I'm really not so sure that that is in and of itself such an important ingredient to technology. The connection between writing and written texts and what people actually do in their workshop and in the field and on the ship is not very tight until the 17th or 18th century. Give you one example, the Romans have a very sophisticated and literate society. They write a lot, there's a very large rate of literacy there, but they very rarely, if ever, write about technological matters. There are few books that describe a little bit of agriculture and so on and so forth, but they are a very, very small minority. Most of them are writing about philosophy, law, poetry, history. That's what they're interested in. They're not interested in technology. They're not interested in farming. They're not interested in metallurgy and in chemical engineering, or what we would call chemical engineering. And so if you wanted to learn a skill, or if you wanted to become an engineer, in the ancient Mediterranean world of Greece and Rome, you went to work for somebody who taught you the tricks, but there was very little in writing that you'd ever consult. It isn't at all like today, in which if you went to an engineering school, you'd study from an engineering textbook. Technical writing doesn't emerge into Europe seriously until the Renaissance, and some would say even the Enlightenment. And so I would be hesitant to draw a link between writing and technology as such.